That sound means it's time for some Chatham County Roundup. And on this edition of the Roundup, we are joined in studio by former Pittsboro mayor, current host of On the Porch, lots of other titles as well. It's the familiar voice of Randy Voller. Randy, how's it going?
Hey, great to be back here.
Glad to have you on once again. And we'll start our conversation today the way we usually do, with an update on real estate trends in the area.
Well, it's a big issue. We just had all the local elections, and I think affordability and affordable living is a big point of emphasis in these elections and going forward for these municipal boards. In Chatham County, last month when I was on here, the median sales price was $558 roughly. It's actually down to $539. So the median sales price has gone down. One of the things that we track every month with you is what's on the market under $250. So currently there are only 19 properties for sale in Chatham County at the end of the October report under $250 versus last month when there was a little bit more is on the market. And then, of course, we track that $1 million up. So there are 138 properties for sale now that are over $1 million, three more than there were in September.
That median price going down is not what I'm used to hearing you say, though. Do we have any sense on what's causing that?
Well, you know that median is just the middle price, right? And whereas, average is the average sale price, so the average could be the mean could be left or right, or the median could be left or right of the mean. So in this case, it's just telling you that the middle sales price at this point in the county is, around $539,000. It just means that you had a few more sales that accumulated and closed that were below that. If all of a sudden next month I came on here and we had a whole slew of sales that were over $600,000 and the middle price, the median price was going to be $600,000, you'd see it. But it's an interesting way of tracking, because what it's telling you is that our median price did in fact come down. It actually, for the state, it actually changed as well. The state median price came down about $2,000.
It's the voice of Randy Voller, and we're talking real estate. What about Orange County? How are things looking here?
Well, in Orange County, the median price went down about $14,000. So it was about $501,000 the end of October versus $515,000 at the end of September.
Excellent.
And of course, we had a change in the market, a few more listings that were under $250,000, and roughly the same amount, 69 versus 70 that were over $1 million. So, the main thing to take away from this report is we have still an awful lot more inventory for sale that's over $1 million in Chatham and Orange than we do that's under $250,000.
And
that's the takeaway.
Right, and that's not ideal, obviously, for
If you're looking for, not if you're a Gen Z or a millennial who's looking to buy a home. It's pretty difficult to put that together if A, there's no inventory, right? And B, that the prices are too far away from what you can afford. There's just a new report out, by the way, that, back in 1990, so when I was, a junior in college, right? The boomers held about 21.3% of the nation's wealth. And people that were boomers there could afford to have a business, live in the suburbs, live the American dream. Today, there are about the same number of millennials as there were boomers in 1990, because there are an awful lot of millennials, right? Gen Xers like you and I, not so many of us. We're like the generation in between. Those millennials only hold about 4.6% of the nation's wealth. Think about that. And that's directly related to policies that we get out of Washington and out of Raleigh.
It's the voice of Randy Voller. We're talking real estate, talking about that housing inventory and how it skews pretty high toward the affluent. And I wanted to kind of extend this conversation a little bit. You were at the Board of Commissioners meeting for Pittsboro earlier in the week, and there were some eye-popping numbers that came out of that meeting. There's a rezoning for a Reeves Farm development that's 500 acres that is like really close to downtown. I think people who don't know Pittsboro don't quite realize how close to everything that's going to be when it gets built out.
Well, that's a really good example of, you know, policy over a long period of time. So if people didn't want that to be rezoned and developed, it's not far from downtown. It's right across from CCCC and also where the county has its ag center, right, where they have the convention center. I said many years ago, if you don't want that to be developed, then why don't you float a bond? And why doesn't the public purchase it if you want to keep it forever as a farm? But that didn't happen. It was sold, and the new owners went through the process to rezone it and get entitlements. And they do, in fact, have a mixed-use development that's been entitled that will be walkable to downtown Pittsburgh, but it is 500 acres.
That's and you know, that's kind of hard to wrap your head around when you're just driving down 64, and you kind of look off to the left there, and you just kind of look at the horizon, and that's all going to be developed soon.
Well, again, what I'm going to say is if people want to change that and preserve buffers and actually control these things, they should float a bond like other counties have done and purchase the development rights or purchase the easements or purchase the property outright and have it held in the public trust.
It sounds, and I, you know, I'm somebody who's coming to town pretty late in the game here, having just been around for like a year and a half. It sounds like you're kind of voicing the opinion of those who would not want to see that development happen. There are obvious advantages to having that development happen, and it's going to happen. So in some ways,
I'm not saying I'm for it or against it. I'm happy to see something very positive happen there. There's an awful lot of green space that they're preserving. It's going to have hotels. It's going to have mixed use. It's going to be walkable to CCCC and walkable to the convention center. All I'm saying is that there's a segment of people out there who would prefer something different. And instead of complaining and, hand-wringing, what they can do is actually support public policy that could, you know, preserve property if that's what you really want. It's just not going to be affected to be a keyboard tiger and attack people all the time and say, I don't like this policy. Why don't you actually adopt a policy that's positive? And in Chatham County is not the only county like that. I mean, this is all over the country.
And then another kind of development from that meeting that was something that's been long in process and not a surprise at all either, but it sort of became official this week, the Chatham Park North annexation, which was just under 1,500 acres kind of behind the mosaic that is just now Pittsboro that wasn't earlier in the week. And that is a huge geographical addition to the town.
Okay, so if people go online and look at the actual map for Chatham Park, which was roughly 7,100, 72 acres, give or take, plus they have other land they controlled, but that's in the mixed use, you know, the planned development, the PDD. You know, I would have preferred that they would have annexed it all years ago because it's shown as being part of the town. Of course, they would be subject to paying town taxes, right? So now they're annexing it in, and this means that all of this property not only will be developed in a reasonable period of time, but the owners are going to start paying property taxes not only to Chatham County, but they will be paying property taxes to the town of Pittsboro. Now, to wrap your mind out of what 1,400 acres, give or take, is, a square mile is 640 acres. So the town just annexed over 2 square miles, 2.3 square miles. That's a lot of land.
It's a whole lot of land.
When I started as mayor, I believe the corporate limits of Pittsboro were 1,700, 750 acres, give or take. So we're basically in one fell swoop annexed where the size of Pittsboro was in 2005.
Yeah, it's you know, we're going to see those changes play out. But in the short term, it's just like the line on the map just went a whole different direction there.
It got large, but it's within the scope of the plan. And I think people must remember that when, you know, whether they like Chatham Park, hate Chatham Park, or are agnostic to it, they have to understand that these are business people. They make rational decisions. And many years ago, they could have just created a separate town of Chatham Park and had the legislature help them do that. And had that happened, the town of Pittsboro and its citizens would have gotten zero property taxes, zero sales taxes, but all the traffic problems. So you have to kind of remember that when people are saying, I hate this or don't like this, that there are choices to be made. And the choice was that the town of Pittsboro was actually going to approve this subject to a whole series of conditions. And under those conditions, they are required to be annexed into the town because the town wants them to pay property taxes.
It's the voice of Randy Voller. Randy, we are almost out of time. Is there anything else you wanted to mention from the last week or so?
Well, one of the other interesting things about the meeting on Monday, and I would advise citizens every once in a while to attend your town board or city council meetings or county meetings. I was there for quite a long time watching it, and this item came up about the ABC board. And, you know, in this state, we don't have private liquor stores, unlike, you know, back where we grew up. And it's controlled by the state, and you have these independent boards that are managed, you know, the town appoints the members to the Pittsburgh ABC board. And there were a couple of citizens that had applied to be on the board. And out of the blue, our new mayor, Kyle Shipp, decided that he would nominate our new town manager, Jonathan Franklin, to be on the board. So he's now on the board. I think Kyle's intent is to line up the future growth of Pittsburgh with this board. But that seemed like a surprise at the time. So sometimes you just get things that you're not even expecting to happen.
Duly noted for sure going forward. That's the voice of Randy Voller, former Pittsburgh mayor, host of On the Porch here on 97.9 The Hill, and a frequent contributor to the Chatham County Roundup. Randy, thank you so much for making time and being my last ever in-studio guest here at University Place.
It's great to be here, and I wish you luck at the new place.